Blog Talk Radio.
Huh? What do you want?
Hello and welcome to the Root of Love. This is Chris Hughes.
And Miss Juicy, y'all.
Hey, 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 what's going on? I told you we would be live today. We want to start off with a little meditation, if y'all don't mind. Blessings to the Most High. Blessings to Mother Nature. Love for the ancestors. The number is 646-564-93. I really did mess up, y'all, but that's why we live. It's 646-564-9763. But it's also on the page as well. Y'all can call in with y'all questions. We got some questions that people inbox us on, some of the rooters. And most people want to be, I guess, anonymous, so that's cool, too. That's what we're here for. So blessings and peace and love to everybody. So we're going to get the show started with Juicy's going to take over.
Okay, so like she said before, we had some people to inbox some questions, and I guess I'll read the question. Where's the first one? So this first rooter said, I'm recently single for about 3 months now, and I've been dating this guy. I'm sorry, and I've been dating here and there, nothing serious. Recently, I've been vibing with this girl at my job who recently, directly but indirectly, asked me to come out and chill with her this weekend because we share a lot of common interests. I've never been with a woman before, but she's mighty sexy to me right now. What should I do?
Ooh. So even if the person you're dating is, she's dating a guy, right? And her feelings, first of all, what are her feelings, you know what I'm saying, toward the girl, the young lady? Does she like her? Because that's the thing. Ask a question, she must have some type of feelings. So she might want to keep that real with the guy and let him know what her feelings are.
No. I had a hiccup during that part. Okay. No, she's just dating. She's been single for 3 months.
Okay, well, then she must be bisexual, and therefore she...
No, she says she's never been with a woman.
Yeah, but she, even to ask that question, she has to have
some type of interest
in a woman in order to even ask that question. You know what I'm saying? So what I would have to say to her is do what you feel and, you know, keep it real, though, with the other half. Because, you know, even if you are dating, people, you know what I'm saying, people still want to know. You know, I mean, I would like to know, you know, if you're dating the opposite sex, you know, or whatever. I would like to know that. So, yeah, I would definitely like to know.
You took it all personal.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, be natural with it.
I take everything personal because, you know, trying to help everybody if we can. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, definitely take that personal. And I would not. So, yeah.
Do you think she should go out with her? Like, do you think she should pursue it? Like, as of right now, she said the girl just asked her directly but indirectly to, you know, come chill with her. Not to say that that's even the girl's intent.
Yeah, but it's the fear of the other female gay. That's the thing. Is she gay or she just a straight woman?
She should have been, yeah.
More specific, yeah, that's cool, like I said. And if you ought to call it, you can call in too. And we can get really, it's cool, you know what I'm saying, to ask your questions and everything. But it's also better when you call in. That way we can actually get really into the details of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. But she should do what she feels. And if it's innocent, go out. And, you know, in life we just have to have fun. It doesn't matter. Just be happy. So whatever makes her, the rooter, feel happy, yeah, why not? I mean, life's too short to be just sitting around and waiting around anyway for just anyone. So whatever floats her boat. Yeah, I'm with her on that one. Much love.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I guess we waiting on the next question here. We're going to give y'all a little something until then.
Where's this next reader wanted to know if it's okay to be friends with your ex.
Of course. Why not? I didn't say it was okay to sleep with him or her, but of course it is okay to be friends with your ex. I mean, if it's innocent, you know, and you know, if it's innocent, I don't think nothing wrong with it. You feel, how do you feel?
I'm totally against it.
Yeah, I know me and you debate about that all the time, but if it's totally innocent, I really don't think anything is wrong with it.
To each his own. I ain't having it. I know that.
Well, first of all, the person that you're dating or that you're married to or that you're your partner, yes, you should, you should get that confirmation from them first. But personally, my personal experience, yeah, it's all right. You know, if it's innocent and it's open, that's how, I guess that's how I look at it. So it probably depends on the partner. The partner.
What if it's not innocent, though? But they're portraying like it's innocent.
Well, that's a problem because you shouldn't be dating or have been married to or in partnership with the other, with the new person. You should have stayed with the ex.
I'm sure people can do it, but
I honestly haven't
been in that situation.
Well, I would have to say that I believe that it's an ex for a reason.
Right.
So if it is an ex, you should know, like, never backtrack on that level. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would say to that. Just never backtrack on that level. You know, if it's just like pure innocence, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're not dating anyone and you just friends with your ex and y'all just don't have to sleep together or something, like, yeah, what's the problem? You're not, it ain't nobody else involved. So you're not actually hurting nobody else's feelings. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I don't think there's nothing wrong with friends. I know, you don't know. I mean, you know, we debate about that all the time. But, I don't think nothing wrong with it because, I mean.
I wish they would have elaborated on the question a little bit more because I need to know.
I mean, you can talk to me. You can give me some stuff.
Like
and then,
I mean, I'm against it.
But why, though?
I'm just against it.
I mean, did it hurt? Did it like what I'm saying? Like, is
I mean, I don't know. I've never been friends with an ex, so that's what I'm saying. Personally, I never went through that.
Oh, you never experienced it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not to say it couldn't happen.
Well, when you say friends, I mean,
I don't want to be friends with any of my exes. Let me say that.
Yeah, that's what I mean about to say. Is it friends or is it a so like it becomes your associate or are you hanging out with this person every day?
I don't have any access to associate.
Yeah, well, see, I don't think it's a problem. You mean like, see, we're talking about being friends, meaning like, are you gonna hang out with the person? Like,
right, they gonna hang out with you and your new boo? Would they be able to talk in front of each other?
I have been in that situation before where I accepted the ex in, the ex spent the night, we became cool friends, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes,
well, cool something, you know what I mean? Well, or whatever, but, I mean, it was something, but, yeah, I think it was cool. For me, it works out fine sometimes.
I think
because
that's just a completely different situation.
It could have been, but I'm just saying, like, it really is not a problem.
Odd situation.
Because I'm an odd type person. You know, I'm a little
odd. It wasn't even you.
But I was okay with it, though. And I think because it was just nothing, that I was just okay with the, you know, with my current situation being, you know, at the time, being, you know, like her ex was best friends, right? So, I mean, you know, I think it's okay. I didn't find a problem with it. I put it to you like that.
So what's
the problem? Because I actually knew. I actually knew, you know, that the situation was.
Oh,
okay. What's your next name? Oh, yeah, but I mean.
Smile, cry.
Okay, y'all. So we have smile, cry on the line. She's going to give us her views on the ex being friends.
I'll give the view on the first one.
Okay, cool.
Okay. The first one.
Why didn't you speak up, girl? We didn't know you was on the line. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I ain't trying to say, let me scratch that. I ain't trying to sound like Wendy Williams.
Okay, so the first question, if I recall, it was a woman broke up with her recent for 3 months,
uh-huh.
And she broke up, and then this lady, her job, might be interested.
Right.
So, yeah, if she's not bisexual, she's curious. In fact, she is curious,
good
basically.
Curious.
She's curious because she wouldn't entertain the idea in her head if she wasn't curious.
Right.
So, and I say, hey, go for it.
Right.
You only live once.
Right.
She might like it, and hey.
And look, like, if you choose to deal with the same sex and then still pursue the opposite sex, yes, that's when you should let both parties know exactly what you're doing, because it's a lot of.
Well, she's just dating, so I don't think. I mean, if she comes serious with whatever, I mean, obviously the woman probably knows that she's dated men.
Right.
So you only had to, but I mean, at the moment, I mean, it's just like saying, okay, it's on the first date, are you going to tell the person that how many sex partners you have? You know what I'm saying? It's their business at the beginning.
You know, is that important? That's a question.
I mean, well, see, I'm going to be, let's see, I'm going to say hypocrite or biased, but for a man, they're not really going to care if you sleep with a woman.
No,
but a woman definitely want to know if you're taking the D.
Yeah.
I don't know what rate is this show is, but yeah.
That is one thing about this show. Try to keep it clean, but it's going to be more.
That's what I think about that one. The second one, it depends on the party of if you're dating, if you're going to be friends with your ex. You can be. It all depends on the person you're in partner with, if they agree or whatever. Yeah.
But, I mean, you just, like, when you say it, like, that's another thing I'll say. Like, when you say
I mean, everybody, I don't think, I don't, yeah, it depends what kind of friend
you
are.
Yeah, you know, it can be.
And if you know what it's about, number one thing that's important, more than love, is trust. So that's what it's most about. Do you trust that person? And that's where it comes in. That's the band with your ex. That's the main thing. When they're dealing with exes or friends, period, or cousins, I'll say quote unquote cousins or Betsy's or brothers, sisters. You know, people say this person they might have been dating years ago, and oh, that's my best friend, or that's my brother, or that's my sister. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Now you're going to say you got to do birth certificate, I think, but you know how people go.
I mean, but hold up, though. It's good to do a background check on someone that you might be about to get involved.
Oh, I mean, I don't really want nobody to do no FBI type stuff.
I mean, yes, it's good to know, but let them people voluntarily don't go and get a private eye.
Right.
They can, you know. Don't go get a private eye. Try to do, you know, this and that.
Right.
Let people voluntarily tell you things.
Because
that to me is a little stalker-ish.
I understand.
If you do that at the beginning.
So
at the beginning, I think that's a little stalkerish. You're doing way too much at that point.
You feel like you're going
to need that too, though. You never know.
Yeah, I know you never know, but
that's
still.
Look at some Lifetime movies. Some people be crazy.
Yes, they do. But, I mean, then I don't know what to tell you because... Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think I want somebody to try to.
I mean,
you know.
Personally, because you know you're not like one of the people who needs one.
Yeah.
But it's people out there who need them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about at the beginning. I'm saying at the beginning.
Okay, no, but it's okay.
I mean, yeah, but you know, you're dangling. You know, you're smelling the flowers at the beginning. You're not quite ready to cut.
I've never had it, but I'm just saying. I heard from people and you should have did that.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure everybody would want to know what they get into, but that's just that's why you take time to, before you get in too deep with somebody, you take time to learn them, to get to know them.
Mm-hmm. And pay attention to the guns and race. Who thinks the world...
What is that taking on?
I'm sorry, it's me. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, y'all. Who thinks the world revolves around her? Don't get me wrong, she's an all right person with a lot of fucked up ways, for example.
Oh, okay.
If you need her, she'll help you while she complains all the time. Her way is always the right way, and I've witnessed her talk about any and everybody in her life and spread their business.
Mm.
Jealous ways and territorial, so much more. I guess to say. Okay. So I can go on and on and on. Anyway, we used to be cool, but she said on numerous occasions how she felt like I took her sister from her, laughing like shit while my eyes roll in the back of my head. This wasn't funny.
Right.
So from that point on, I wasn't really given the benefit of the doubt with her. Not that I care. I just want for my wife's sake to be able to stomach her sister when we're around each other so that it's not awkward. Any suggestions? I'm sorry for the language, by the way. I just talk like that.
No, first of all, I do want to address, because a lot of in-laws have this problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you marry someone, it's not that you're losing someone. You're gaining a person.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, you know, use, like, the mother, like you said, the sister, and whatnot, stuff like that, the brothers that people have, because maybe she feels like, you know, the wife came in and took her sister away for some reason, you know what I'm saying? And that's something that she needs to clear up with her sister, because the wife is just playing her part. She don't really have anything to do with it, you know what I'm saying? So that's just my opinion. Now, about them being cool in the beginning, you know, it depends on, like, what broke them up. And Rooters, you know, like, honestly, I had to tell myself this. Like, the truth is, like, if you're talking to a person about somebody else's business, you got to look at it how that's all, you know what I'm saying? It's like a snowball effect. If that person's telling you, that person's telling you, that person, it just keep on going. So, you know, that's how you can tell what's true and what's not true. So I wouldn't say that the wife, you know, she can just, like, it really has nothing to do with her. You know what I'm saying? So just basically kind of let, you know, her partner handle that with her sister. That's just my opinion. Now, you can, you know, maybe smile, cry, or you can, you know, kind of.
Well, if the part about complaining while she do something, just don't ask her. Play the simple.
Yeah,
just don't ask. to for that help.
And if somebody says something, then they really don't
understand. Yeah, you need to talk. Yeah, basically. So just don't ask. Just exclude her from that situation. Then you don't have to deal with that, and she don't have to deal with that, and we can all be great. Now, the other part, if you have something, just sit down and talk to her, and then plain and simple, after you sit down and talk, everything is solid. If it's going to be negative, it's going to be negative. If it's going to be positive, it's going to be positive. But it's solid. You know, it's not no thinking in your head. It's no, let's see. What's the word?
Well, they don't to each other. They just know.
What's it called?
What it is. You, some people you got to.
Basically. You just know what to feel with them.
You know
what I'm saying? That's all. You don't have to assume anything. Because you could be just thinking something else when it's really something else. So sit down, talk about it.
That's good.
And let it be.
Because some people we all do
close the door.
Miscommunication.
Exactly.
It could be a big ball of miscommunication. You know,
and y'all can clear it up and y'all can get past it together, or you can move on together in separate ways.
That's true.
So that's it.
We're gonna post this episode. This is our second episode. I know it was some rooters that was trying to make it. I don't know if they did or not, but hopefully everything will get better. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how much time we have left. It's only a half an hour show. So we might can take maybe one more question maybe if you have one. Or let's see. Well, just give us a minute. You know, we're going to do this.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's get this one question in. I think we got enough time for the last router.
Okay, this question is love real?
Is it? I didn't figure it out yet. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, to me, yes, love is real. On a intimate level and on a family level. Yeah, love is real.
I do know love has a bunch of different definitions.
Yeah, it does. It got a whole bunch of different emotions. It got love is.
To me, love is a combination of emotions, of feelings and emotions supported by action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did say that's my quote. Thank you.
I know, that's right. I like that. I was even telling people to they could call in too, y'all listening, to do some poetry, give us a tip, whatever you want to do, just call in. You might just want to call in just to join us and laugh. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Because it will be a spinoff with reminiscence.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? But, love is real. It's very real. It's real just like the air we breathe, you know what I'm saying?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
A quick question would be, when do you know what is love and lust? When, at what point do you know when you love someone and then there's lust? When do you know that?
Shit, you go crazy.
You go crazy in lust. I think sex can get you crazy in lust.
True that.
I don't think you realize until maybe the aftermath.
I agree.
I mean, when you sit back and think about you know what, I love that motherfucker.
Until the aftermath, or you find someone that you really do love.
In my opinion, in order to know.
I agree. I think.
What if you just getting into it? How do you know if that's true, if that's love? Or
that's,
if it's love like you said.
Speaking from experience, I had to sit back and be like, oh, God, that wasn't real love. My ass was tripping like a motherfucker.
That's what?
No, we can't be friends. In call, access denied. Stop on with yourself. Bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, with that anger, it could have been love.
might have been love. It does less just angry love.
I mean, you know, for each of them.
Yeah.
Everybody got their different opinion on it.
I think it's lust, it's love, it's fascination, it's so many things that people mistake love for.
Yeah, they definitely get confused. Definitely. So what do love feel like?
Lust can make you feel the same. You can say butterflies. That could be lust. That could be excited. Like, it's, no one ever can explain what love feel like to everyone, because everyone is going to have their own reaction.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah, it comes out different. So
the effects are different. The feeling is different.
The levels are different.
Everything.
You don't know love.
Love is the mysterious thing.
Most of the time, you say that was love.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm saying as far as distinguishing the two, because you could be in that situation like, oh yeah, I love him. Oh, I love her.
Okay.
We close
now.
Did
they say second?
See y'all next episode 3. Hopefully more people will join us. You know, so peace, love, happiness, and growth. And remember to hit us up, like our page, get more people to like us. We're trying to get our T-shirt thing going. We got some rooters that we're going to do that. So, all right, go ahead. I'm out.
Okay, so we definitely appreciate Smilecraft for coming out.
Thank you.
And showing some love real quick, real fast. She helped the time go, girl.
And you can be a guest on the Root of Love as well, because it's all done over the phone. So you can call in and be a guest too.
Yeah, and just ask your questions, throw them at us, and we... And somehow we do. All right, time's about to be up.
Yeah,
so love, peace, nappiness, and growth.
Right? I'm going to say, I remember to meditate on the daily, maybe 3 times a day if possible, as much as you can.
But don't forget to send your questions in.
Definitely. And thanks to the rooters that did send their questions in. And sorry the rest of y'all didn't make it. That was